Back now with more of Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. When we last spoke to Sarah Ann Carter of the Chipstone Foundation about Unseen, an exhibit created by her students at UW-Madison, the gallery was mostly bare. It's now a couple of weeks after the opening, and what was unseen then is now visible. Carter joins us again with two of her students.
Sarah Lang is a graduate student in the Information School. Jessica Schiffman is an undergraduate in the History of Science and Conservation Biology Department. In this edition of Radio Chipstone, Schiffman points contributor Jennifer Fields in the direction of a photo in which the process of making the photograph revealed not only an image, but also opened a door to greater understanding of the complex science behind it.
Very early on, the way for us to start thinking about these objects, we all took a photo process or a proto-photo process like the silhouettes and researched some more and then shared them out. And I was actually very interested in the silhouettes at first, until I heard about the cyanotypes. So there's in the exhibit three cyanotypes created by a modern day chemist, which as a historian of science and an art lover really fascinated me that someone brought together like this chemistry and this science to create art. And so my fascination and my kind of object focus immediately switched to these cyanotypes.
Let's take a walk to one, Jessica, and then tell me about this process. What is the process for creating this image?
So the color is actually what I find most interesting. Cyanotypes are traditionally a monotone print created with the sun, and it usually creates this blue color. But this chemist, he wanted to kind of experiment with how you could make monochrome images using this process, but more than just blue. And so he, in his work, takes different metals. In this case, we have lead, tannate, and phosphate toned prints. And he messes with the chemical composition of the process and then also the exposure to create these different colors.
Tell me, what are we looking at? Describe the image for me. For me, it feels like industrial meets abandonment.
Many of his images actually reflect. He goes to kind of abandoned places. Several of these are from the Orkney Islands where he just kind of went and took pictures of what he found. So there's one that are winch gears. There's one that, to me, it kind of looks like a greenhouse almost. And then on top, we have a very overexposed photo of, it reminds me of a bridge. So it is very much that industrial quality in the images.
There's an age to them. This very much feels to me like driving down a lone country road somewhere and seeing abandoned farm equipment. There's a little bit of nostalgia in these pieces, even though I don't know this person and it's the first time that I'm seeing this. It pulls these ideas out of my head. And I'm not so sure if it's the process or the images, but it has to be a combination of both.
I think it's definitely a combination of both. I think process kind of informs subject, and that's probably why he chose to do this process rather than a modern-day photography with a digital camera, because it gives it that age almost, because you're bringing this process back that originated in the late 19th century, and you're applying it to take modern-day pictures. But at the same time, those pictures are of subjects that are kind of run down and broken. So it's an interesting mix of past and present and just combines to make some very interesting pieces.
So the funny thing, Sarah, is that going from one room to the other, I see somebody I know. This is Roscoe Mitchell from my bartending days in Chicago.
Yes, is a pretty amazing jazz musician. And this is a work that is only in the exhibition because of the research of Sarah Lang over here, student from the class.
Well, it actually stemmed from our outreach for the programming. And I reached out to Eric Bailey's, who is a local Madison photographer. He was on our panel, and some of my other teammates on the education team went to visit him. And he talked to us for a good hour about his process, and he showed us his work. And we saw this image, and we were really struck by it. And we thought it was a great image to include. It kind of touched on so much of what this exhibit is about in terms of process and representation. And so it's also why it's in this transitionary space in the exhibit. We have process over on one side and then representation over on the other side. The other cool thing is that not only was Eric willing to lend this piece to the Chazen, but he also lent us the negative, and that's over there. So it's just this really interesting chance to see both the positive and the negative. And what I liked about the Roscoe Mitchell piece was that he's a jazz musician, and I feel like this is a very jazzy look to the piece where you can see the process. It's not like this clean, sharp image that we think of with contemporary photography, like with your iPhone, you use the filters. It's like the opposite, but it's very cool. And I think that the way that Eric chose to take this photo really works well with his subject.
Eric told us this amazing story about this image during the panel, that he had only one shot to take this image. And apparently it was not just Roscoe giving him that little bit of time, but it was also, there were some very strange logistical reasons why he only had the ability to make one negative. And then he wasn't even able to develop it for several months because his studio moved immediately after he was able to capture this image of Roscoe. And so he then developed this, you know, months later, and then was able to sort of have this image come out of the negative. And the negative is this very large-scale negative, which we've also displayed in this hallway with mirrors. So as you're walking through the hallway from a consideration of process to a space where we're thinking more and more about representation and cultural stories that might not be seen in images, it becomes this really beautiful transition where you yourself are reflected in the mirrors as well. And Sarah wrote something really quite lovely about this particular photograph, and that she really encouraged us to think about this as related to improvisation and jazz in terms of the way in which it was presented. And I found the way that she spoke about that and wrote about that a really interesting way to understand some of the impacts that these processes can have. Similar to the way Jessica was talking about that historical feel with the cyanotypes.
Okay, so Sarah, the theme of this exhibit is unseen. And we're standing now in front of a lovely image that's both haunting, it's beautiful, and it's also problematic. Talk to me about what we're looking at right now.
We're looking at an image of Kara Walker. It's an image of her in profile in the style of a silhouette. And it also very much looks like a daguerreotype, though it's an inkjet print. And in order to really understand this image, I think we have to come over here to look at a work that's not an image of Kara Walker, but a work of art that she created. Kara Walker is a contemporary artist who is known for her large-scale and creative use of silhouettes in her work, silhouettes of figures, often made in order to help us think through histories of slavery and oppression and racism. And we're looking at an example of one of those images that we decided to put in the installation. It's an image of a woman falling into a giant bin of cotton. And this is an etching. But it is in the style of a silhouette because the woman's body is presented almost as if it were a silhouette. It's just an outline of her figure. And we very much wanted to include this in the installation, in the exhibit, because it related to historic processes like silhouettes, a proto-photographic process. And we also were quite interested and excited to discover that there wasn't just an image in the collection or multiple images by Kara Walker, but one of Kara Walker. It's an image that helps us think about her as an artist and as an individual, but also as other things that are not often seen, as things that aren't often seen or talked about when we understand the things that happen outside of the camera's frame.
So we're not necessarily used to seeing her face as something that represents or looks like a photograph. And what happens outside of the camera frame in this image is something that is at the forefront of popular discussion right now.
Right. So we're looking at an image of Kara Walker created by the artist Chuck Close. And Chuck Close has been at the center, rightly so, of controversy and very credible accusations by female subjects that caused museums to cancel showing his work, that have really made us have some discomfort in terms of showing a work of art by Chuck Close in this installation. But through conversations with the students and with the museum's director, Amy Gilman, we really wanted to work through a way to you know, make a thoughtful decision about whether or not we included this piece in the installation. And part of why we wanted to include it was because of the exhibition's theme, Unseen, Unseen, the Alchemy of Fixing Shadows, to remind us that there are things that are often unseen when someone is making a work of art. And perhaps you're looking at this wonderful image of Kara Walker, but recognizing outside of the frame, there are sets of behaviors and actions that are reprehensible, that are not always seen, that can't necessarily be seen in that image, but are still part of the story. And that's a pattern that happens again and again in images in this space. I would not feel comfortable having this image of Kara Walker here, you know, haunting and powerful as it is, and so related to the themes of the stories we're trying to tell. It is like a silhouette. It is also like a daguerreotype. It is also a portrait. It is also something that is revealing and concealing at the same time, like so many of the images that we're talking about in this installation. It is so important to have it here, but it's also so important to have it here within this larger context and understanding of the biographical aspects of Chuck Close's life that make this work problematic too. So we need to have that context as well, I think, even as we appreciate this powerful image of Kara Walker.
Material culture contributor Jennifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts.
This week, Jennifer spoke with Sarah Ann Carter of the Chipstone Foundation and two of her students at UW-Madison, Sarah Lang and Jessica Schiffman. Their exhibit, Unseen, is on view at the Chazen Museum through mid-April.